tracks get on the ceiling?
Spider Pig does whatever a Spider Pig does. Can he swing from a web? No, he can't. He's a pig. Look out, he is a Spider Pig.
Over a third of the fat in bacon is the same as the healthy fat found in olive oil, which is known to lower cholesterol levels. I feel a whole lot better about the four pieces of bacon I had at Parsons Restaurant on the way in this morning with my biscuits and gravy. Go ahead.
Bacon and eggs. Charmin posted a little comment on Facebook when I was announcing we were going to be on the show. And, of course, you know, she has to promote bacon and eggs. It goes well together. So if you're going to have breakfast and you're going to have pork, you got to have your eggs. So,
and you got to have your toast with a little bit of honey drizzled on
yes.
top from Crockett's.
Ooh. You know, it's funny. I remember our personal stories growing up about being in 4-H and FFA. And the first go at it when I was in 4-H, I tried beef. Complicated. That animal ended up being twice as big as me, of course. Three times as big as me. And I thought, after that, I'm going to try pork. And I had a pig. Every year I had a 4-H pig, and I never looked back. And like Tom was just saying on the break, they're very friendly, and you can watch them grow, and it was pretty fun.
And but they have to be exercised.
They have to be exercised. We named our pigs. We would walk them every day, especially that 30 days before the fair. And
well, once you get them trained to walk, they're pretty easy to walk. But getting them trained is a little sometimes of a challenge.
Right.
But once you get them trained and they know what they're going to do, they just go right out there. It makes it, if you don't walk them, when you get them in the show ring, you got a real job on your hands. But they're a fun animal to be around, and I look back on the days when I was raising them, and I enjoyed it a lot. And then when I kept a few purebred sows, and so I would try to breed those and create different types of animals, change some of the muscular structure in them, and that was fun. And that's the other nice thing is that the gestation period of a pig is very short compared to cattle, and so you breed them, and it seems like just a few days later they're having babies. In fact, it's 114 days. The adage was of 3 months, 3 weeks, and 3 days is a gestation period.
Yeah, that's quick.
And it goes by in a hurry. So they were fun. They were a fun animal to raise, I thought.
So after all this talk about pork, I'm hoping that our listeners are hungry. They need to go to fillyourplate.org because you can source for, like we've mentioned, some of those direct market farmers that still raise their own pork and will carry it to the end by harvesting it. That's the meat shop in Phoenix. We've also got the pork shop in Queen Creek. It's well known. In fact, if you go to the pork shop, stop by the Queen Creek Olive Mill. We've got Schneff Farms along that. I kind of call that Farm and Ranch Country Row out in Queen Creek. So there's a lot of neat things that you can see. And right now during the fall is perfect. But another thing on fillyourplate.org that I always encourage everyone, especially if they want a special pork recipe, is to source through our recipes, because you can select pork and up will pop anywhere from 30 to 35 specific pork recipes, and a lot of them are provided to us from the Arizona Pork Council. We've made an intentional purpose to share some of the recipes, some of these amazing pork recipes from the Pork Council, just because they've fine-tuned that and honed it and crafted it to share some very, very good recipes. And Tommy, you talk about a website a lot that...
Well, we got azpork.org, and it'll direct you back into pork.org. Let me just say one more thing about the pork shop. The very first day I visited Arizona, this guy took me on a tour around the Phoenix area. And Greg Combs, who has a pork shop, his dad was raising pigs right there where that is. That he was one of the first people I met when I came down here. And so they've been out there a long time. They don't raise pigs there anymore, I don't believe. But he's had that shop for a long time, and he does a great, great job. He really does.
My dad was just there this week getting his monthly supply of sausage.
I would add that Thanksgiving's 2.5 weeks away. And turkey, ham, on a lot of tables.
Yep.
And y'all, right at pork.org, I'm sure this is on Fill Your Plate too, but you've got the apple and cornbread stuffed pork loin. That looks like something we're going to have to try.
Yum.
And then y'all have got a great little diagram there as well on what temperatures for the different medium, rare, medium, medium, well, and well. A range of 145 to 160 degree Fahrenheit in the center. But the entire goal of this hour is back to fillyourplate.org and connecting the Arizona homeowner in this outdoor living hour. We start the first Saturday of the month with the Ag Department. Arizona Farm Bureau comes in and we talk about, you know, these things on a commercial scale, people that grow it. The second Saturday, we talk trees. The third Saturday, we bring it back to local gardens. And the fourth Saturday, we talk urban farming so that people can get an understanding and appreciation for, you know, things that we just take for granted daily. You know, you could go to any grocery store, I don't know how many between all the different branches that there are and all the different meat shops, and just pick up a piece of pork and walk home and not think anything of it. This will help you get a better understanding of where it comes from, how it's prepared, the care it's taken, and connect the local Arizona consumer to the local Arizona farmer who's raising it.
Exactly. The commitment for us is to make that connection. And one of the neatest places is on fillyourplate.org, because we've got about 150 farmers that are more of your direct market or your retail farmer. It makes a difference.
AZFB.org.
That's all, folks.